In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Our Lady, Mediatrix of all graces, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Our Lord Jesus reminded his disciples, "If they persecuted me, they will persecute you." And part of our inheritance as Christians is to not be very much liked by the world. And we can see this throughout history, in which Christians have been persecuted for their love and their faith in Christ. And we see this, of course, with the apostles. Almost all of them were put to death because of their faith in Christ. St. Peter was crucified upside down. Saint Paul was beheaded, and all the other apostles faced similar or various types of martyrdom. And certainly throughout history, Christians have been persecuted for their faith in Christ. And in this we see that even in persecution, we must find our consolation and our strength, both in the cross and in Our Lady. Why do I mention this? Because perhaps we see a great evil unfolding now in the countries of Iraq and Syria, and even in Nigeria, in which Christians are being once again persecuted for their faith, and horrific things are being done to them because they are Christians and followers of Christ. There is nothing new under the sun. Many Franciscans were beheaded because they were proclaiming and preaching Christ in the lands of the Mohammedans to seek their conversion. And certainly we know many Christians, missionaries and so forth, also met the same fate in proclaiming Christ. It's important for us to be reminded at this time to pray for our brothers and sisters who are suffering persecution for their faith in Christ, that we can assist them and help them by our prayers, that they do not abandon the faith, first of all. We are reminded that under no circumstance may we ever deny our faith. Even under pain and torture, we may not deny our faith in Christ. And it's important for us to recognize that to apostatize or deny our faith is a grave sin. There was a case recently in Syria, I believe, where a Christian was made to convert, and he converted to Islam. But right after his conversion, they beheaded him still. That's a terrible way to die, denying your faith, and still to die that type of death. Why do I talk about this? Because we need to be reminded that we must always be faithful to Jesus, and we must never deny our faith, no matter what we come up against, even torture and death, and that we must pray for our brothers and sisters who are suffering at this time because of their faith in Christ. But with this, we must recognize that God does not abandon us, and Our Lady does not abandon us, and that Our Lady will give us the strength and courage if God should will, we should suffer persecution for our faith, that Our Lady is the key for us to stand firm and steadfast in our faith to the end. She is the mediatrix of all graces, and the grace to persevere to the end is also a grace that Our Lady gives us. And in fact, St. Alphonsus Liguori said that is a grace we should pray for every day, the grace of final perseverance in faith, that we will never deny our faith and that we will persevere until death. And he even goes so far as to say that that's a grace that's only obtained by praying for it, that we have to pray for the grace of final perseverance until death. I also wanted to tie in what Our Lady said at Fatima. She said to the children in one of her apparitions, she said to the children, "Continue to say the rosary every day in honor of Our Lady of the Rosary to obtain peace for the world and the end of the war." At that time, World War I was raging. But Our Lady is reminding us in these words, if we want peace, if we want an end to these conflicts, we must pray the rosary in her honor. But then Our Lady said something else, which is even more stupendous. She said, "Tell the people to pray the rosary every day to Our Lady of the Rosary to obtain peace for the world and the end to the war, for she alone can save it." She alone can save it, she said. Our Lady alone has the power to intercede, to bring an end to all the evils we see happening. She alone has that power to intercede before the throne of God. But God wants us to cooperate in bringing this to an end by praying for peace, by praying for an end to war. And this is why Our Lady is the mediatrix of all graces. She is even the mediatrix for the grace of peace in the world. And we must also assist in this by praying the rosary. And it's a key for us to understand right now. We might think that we can do nothing to help the world situation. We might think that we are helpless, but that's a lie. The most important thing is to pray the rosary, because only Our Lady will bring an end to this. She alone can bring an end to the evils we see in the world. And it's so important for us to recognize that every rosary I say plays a part in bringing this evil to an end, and that we need to be generous in praying the rosary and offering our rosaries to Our Lady and asking Our Lady to protect those who are being persecuted and to give us that courage and faith as well to proclaim Christ until death. Our Lady has been known throughout history under a very special title, the Help of Christians. Wherever Christians have been persecuted, Our Lady is their help and their refuge. And so too in our times, we must see Our Lady is the help of Christians, because we too need her help. We see godlessness and so many evils all around us, and we need her help that we don't become enslaved to sin, that we don't become indifferent to sin, that we don't become lukewarm to sin, but that we recognize to the evil of sin and to remain faithful to Jesus, even to be mocked or laughed at or to be persecuted by those who we live with or work with. Our Lady is also our help and refuge to persevere in these times of secularism and godlessness in being faithful to her Son. And of course we see that at the foot of the cross, it's interesting, all the apostles left but John. All the apostles were afraid. They were afraid that they were going to be imprisoned or crucified with Jesus. But John the apostle was there. And the fathers of the church say Our Lady was the one who gave him that courage to stand there firmly at the foot of the cross. That she gave him that courage not to flee and hide, but to stand there under his Lord and Savior, to give witness to his faith in Jesus Christ. And so too does Our Lady give us that grace to stand firm and courageous in our faith. No matter what we may face, no matter what we may undergo, she gives us that grace to be faithful to the end. And so we're reminded today to pray for the grace of final perseverance, that I never deny my faith, that I persevere in my faith until death. We're reminded today to pray the rosary for peace, because only Our Lady can obtain it, that we can truly have a part in bringing an end to the evils we see unfolding in the world by praying the Rosary and begging Our Lady, the mediatrix of all graces, to intercede for an end to the evils we see unfolding. And as well, we pray to Our Lady for that grace to persevere unto the end. One of the words that Our Lady said at Fatima at the very beginning, she said, I will never forsake you. My Immaculate Heart will be your refuge and the road that will lead you to God. We may think that we're abandoned. We may think that we're all alone, but Our Lady will never abandon us. It's interesting, the American journalist Jim Foley, who was beheaded, he was a devout Catholic, and he actually prayed the Rosary when he was imprisoned. He didn't have a Rosary, but he was imprisoned also in Libya. He prayed the Rosary, he said, on his knuckles, using his fingers to do the Hail Marys. And he said that it gave him great peace. So even in the midst of such isolation and separation from family or native country or loved ones, Our Lady is with us. God is with us. We must never be afraid. We must never think that God will abandon us or Our Lady. As Our Lady said, I will never forsake you. To give us that reminder that we're never alone, that help is always there to assist us. And then she said, my Immaculate Heart will be your refuge. We need a refuge to fly to for protection. And Our Lady is that refuge of the tempests, of the vomit of this world, the godlessness, the indifference, the secularism, and also the rejection of all that is holy and true. We need a refuge because we can easily be affected by the mentality of the world and adopt the same mentality. But Our Lady is our refuge to remain faithful, to remain strong, to remain courageous in following her Son. Even if I should be the only one who follows Jesus, so be it. If I'm the only one that will follow Jesus, I'm going to follow him to the very end, no matter what others think of me or say of me. And Our Lady gives us that strength, that courage to do so, for she is our refuge. In the midst of trials, in the midst of temptations, in the midst of suffering, she is our refuge to give us courage and strength. And finally, she said, my Immaculate Heart will be the road that will lead you to God. Our Lady is the safe, sure way to heaven. As St. Alphonsus Liguori said, no one who is a child of Mary will go to hell. So powerful is Mary's intercession before the throne of God that God denies her nothing that she asks for. She is the prayer omnipotent, that all her prayers are answered by God because he refuses her nothing, who is his mother. And so let us today rejoice that God has given us so loving, so tender, so caring a mother to watch over us, and that she will never leave us or abandon us, even in the midst of trials and difficulties, but help us to remain steadfast and firm to the end, no matter what we may have to suffer for our faith, no matter what we may have to undergo, that she will be there with us to give us that strength and courage to persevere to the very end. She who is our refuge and the help of Christians. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and the Holy Spirit.